We are here talking today about your 2013 crop report, and it's really a mixed bag of numbers. Can you go ahead and give us some information on it?
Yeah, I have really mixed emotions about this report. This is the first time in history Fresno County has two $1 billion crops, and the first time in 11 years that grapes were not the number one crop. Almonds are the top producer with a value of $1.109 billion, and grapes came in a close second with a value of $1.037 billion. Our gross production 2013 was $6,436,625,500, which represents a decrease of 2.28% from 2012. Much of the decrease can be attributed to the shortage of water. The impacts of the drought began to show in our 2012 report, with a decrease of 2.29% from 2011. Producers are feeling the effects of the water shortage more now in 2014 than the previous 2 years. Fresh vegetables increased to 3.79% value this year, led by garlic and fresh tomato markets, while livestock and poultry decreased in value of over 16%. Field crops declined nearly 42%, while fruit and nut crops increased 8.33%. Our growers exported nearly 26,000 shipments to 99 different countries, which still shows that we do feed the world.
But there were some really big decreases in this crop report, field crops being the biggest, you said, with 42%. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, the field crops really decreased. There was a big decline in cotton. There was a decline in corn acreage. There was a decline in the alfalfa acreage, mostly due to drought and the water not being there to produce. I think the largest decrease we saw was probably in the barley and wheat. A lot of that barley crop, of course, is dry land, and that was almost an 80% decrease in barley this year.
And we saw a big increase for fruit and nut crops, but that doesn't necessarily mean production was up, right?
Well, anytime you have in this report, we're talking about value. So even like in the vegetable crops where we had some decline in producing acres, the value of those crops were up. So the overall value was up. Fruit and nut crops seemed to do really well this year, of course, led by almonds, pistachios. We have an up-and-coming walnut industry that's doing very well. Peaches and nectarines were pretty good this last year, both in production and value. So, yeah, they did really well.
Now, all of these numbers coming in lead us up to, you know, the Fresno County's been number one, not just in the state, but in the nation for a very long time. It's the county to beat, and it sounds like because of the drought and the water problems our growers have faced, that this year Fresno County was beat.
Definitely, we were beat. I don't know where we're going to end up in ranking this year. We're definitely did not beat Tulare County this year. Tulare County's big commodity is milk and milk products. And the dairy industry, even in Fresno County, was up almost 25% in value. But our dairy is about a fifth of the size of Tulare's. So, yeah, they're overall number went up, and they have surpassed Fresno County this year.
We know that Fresno County is a huge part of you know, the California agriculture that feeds the nation. For people who are listening to this, maybe not necessarily involved in agriculture, but they go out and buy their groceries, what do these crop numbers mean for them? Are they going to feel it more in their grocery budget because of the decline in production for many products?
Yes, I'm sure they will. In fact, USDA just released a report this morning that said that the food cost at the retail was up a little over 4% since 2013. We're going to see a shortage, per se, of fresh fruits and vegetables and other products due to the drought and fear of lack of water. People aren't planting, or they're taking their water budgets to the permanent crops, trying to survive those rather than doing field crops or vegetable crops. And so there'll probably be another increase in prices. Beef prices are up because of the drought. That started in the Midwest a couple of years ago. It got into California the last three years. And, overall nationwide livestock production is down about 10%. So that naturally increases the price of meat in the market.
Do you think that this is something we're going to see a pattern of now because of our continued water problems? Obviously, the water situation, it's not going to automatically, miraculously improve next year, we don't think. Do you think we're going to see more declines or stay along this pattern that we're seeing?
Well, we'll definitely see a decline in 2014. That year pattern has already been set. All we can hope for is a nice wet winter 2014-15, and that we're back in normal production for the growing season 2015. Do I see a continued pattern in the future? Yes. California has set up a great water system to feed its agriculture needs and the urban needs of California, but the population has increased considerably, and the environmental sector has taken some of that water from us, and so there's going to be less water mm-hmm. to grow mm-hmm. And in the future, and even with added storage, there's still going to be stresses on that water system just because of our population.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any other comments, anything else that you would like to add about your 2013 crop report?
When I release my report, I always put a quote in there. And my quote this year is, just give the farmers water. They'll do the rest. That's all we need is water to get our land back into production. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Les.